and it looks like, oh, of course, they've won Secondary Teacher of the Year as well. Oh, it's a clean-up by Stags this year. Well done to St. Albans Girls' School. So, very happy-looking head teacher, Margaret Chapman, and three
Hillary,
other members.
Of course, Hilary Moore, who's already won tonight, is back up on stage.
That's it. She deserves that. 32 years of teaching in the school. I think it's right and fitting that she's back up on the stage again. That's excellent. Well done,
They'll
Stags.
They'll be very, very pleased with that. That's an excellent result for them.
It really is.
They're used to getting excellent results, of course, Lydia. They are a very high-achieving school in the area.
That's it. But in fact, all of the schools are. So, sorry to Sandringham and Watford UTC. But being a finalist is an achievement in itself. There's Deputy Head Fergal Moan from Sandringham making his way up to the stage. And it doesn't look like Watford UTC are here this evening. They don't know what they're missing. That's the fantastic thing about this award ceremony. You find really every school turns up. Every school turns up in numbers and really make a huge effort to take this opportunity to celebrate great education and great achievers and great students.
It's really not a cliche though. They have been nominated by people that really respect them for all of the hard work that the schools do.
Yeah.
So it's great that they all turn up. Here you go.
So School of the Year Secondary Head Teacher, how's it feeling?
Quite humbling, actually. I think it is, as already been mentioned, it's not about one person, it's about a whole community. But when you hear such wonderful attributes and accolades of what people have achieved, it's really very, very humbling to be here standing as Secondary School Winner of the Year. So thank you.
And I have to say, Stags is a regular person on this stage. We've seen this school show up on this stage many a time over the years, haven't we?
We are very proud of our young people. They are what make the school the community that it is. But it's also the partnership with parents and teachers and everybody involved and with the wider school community. And that's what's the great pleasure about being there.
And how do you balance with such fantastic grades? How do you balance, you know, nurturing children and looking after pupil well-being at the same time?
I was going to say we're going to celebrate with chocolate, but that's probably an inappropriate thing to say. But on a serious note, well-being, I think has already been mentioned by a young man very eloquently from Sandringham this evening, is really, really important. Mental health, supporting young people. It is a challenging time. I don't envy young people today, but it is our role to support and guide and nurture them so that they can be the best they possibly can.
Well done. Congratulations to Stags. Thank you. And next up, we have a brand new category to the Hearts Advertiser School Awards, which is very exciting, and it's Nursery of the Year. The shortlisted finalists for Nursery of the Year Award are Monkey Puzzle Day Nursery on Ridgemont Road, St Albans. At Monkey Puzzle Day Nursery, children and carers have a special friendship that allows the children to express themselves and learn in comfortable surroundings. Using day trips, activities and challenges, Monkey Puzzle develops the whole person and supports them as they approach primary school. Then we have Monkey Puzzle in Orient Close. A place of fun and learning, Monkey Puzzle is a true home from home for children and staff. With the children at the heart of everything, they do the dedicated staff offer a rich variety of activity and excitement for the children in their care. Then we have Lee Nursery, which is apparently a close-knit community nursery with 26 pupils who enjoy learning in safe surroundings and supportive and imaginative staff. Pupils take part in activities that encourage learning and are equipped with fantastic facilities. And we have Heathlands School Nursery. Heathlands is an outstanding nursery that specialises in the care and development of deaf children. This vibrant and exciting nursery makes learning and communicating easy using sign language, speech technology and extracurricular events to support children in achieving their full potential. This award is sponsored by Hertfordshire Life magazine, And to announce the winner of the category, please welcome sales manager Tim Shepley to the stage. Thank you.
I wish everybody could see the faces of the children at Heathland School. They have fingers crossed. They are so excited.
And the winner is Monkey Puzzle Day Nursery. That's got us all waiting, hasn't it? All in close.
Some very happy people. Commiserations to the other three in the category. That's very exciting for Monkey Puzzle and Orient. Oh my God, that's going to cause great competition between the other Monkey Puzzle and them.
They are grinning from ear to ear. I don't know if that's because they've beaten the other Monkey Puzzle or simply because they have won.
Fantastic.
But it's a new award as well, so it seems like a special achievement to be the first winners of this award.
That's it. So the other nurseries will be making their way up to the stage now to Lee Nursery and also Heathland's Nursery. Everybody very worthy of being on stage, and all finalists, which is an achievement in itself. Yeah, we've been very keen at the parent show of getting this category on, because really, you know, there's some fantastic work being done in early years, and it's time for a bit of recognition.
Yeah, this I suppose might hot up in the future as well, as the category gets out and about and people become more aware that they can nominate their nurseries.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Not too early to start thinking about next year, is it, Lydia?
You said it. Well done to Monkey Puzzle, Orient Close. Commiserations to the others. A few unhappy Heathland faces.
So how many Monkey Puzzles are there in St Albans?
Two.
And Orient Close, where is that locally? Where is it?
In Orient Close.
That's a good clue, isn't it? You can tell I didn't go to school in St Albans. And well done. How are you feeling?
Really, really pleased. Really excited for Ridgewood Road and Orient Close.
And why do you think Monkey Puzzle? We've heard a testimony, obviously, there from people who've nominated you, but what makes it special?
I think our motto from the beginning is that children come first, and that's how we work.
And Sam, you work there as well. You're the assistant head, are you?
Yeah, deputy manager, and I've been there for over 6 years now.
You've been there for 6 years. You must be enjoying the role.
Yeah, I really do. I think all of the staff really love working there, and it really shows because, staff have fun and the children have fun. So,
and how are you going to be celebrating tomorrow? Everybody wants to know that.
Well, tomorrow we'll let everybody know we won, and maybe at the weekend we'll celebrate.
Yeah, and you can listen all again on Radio Verulam tomorrow, have your victory all over again. You can just listen in and everybody can enjoy it.
That's what we'll do. We'll play it on a loop.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, and warmest congratulations to both of you. That's Monkey Puzzle, Orient Close. Thank you so much.
So if anybody from Monkey Puzzle is listening on Friday, thanks for tuning in to us on loop.
Well done, Monkey Puzzle. Now, next up is support staff member. Goodness me, schools are full of amazing support staff members. They are the cogs that drive the machinery of our schools, i.e. we all rely on them terribly, terribly heavily. And we want to celebrate school support staff contribution to ensuring our children are safe, fed, enjoying themselves, looked after from the moment they arrive into school until they walk out in the evening. The shortlisted finalists chosen from the nominees for the support staff member are Alison Feeney from Sir John Fisher Roman Catholic School, a support assistant for a pupil with special educational needs. Alison is always on the lookout for new and innovative ways to teach and support the pupil under her care. She plays an active role in the school community, raising money for charity through various organised events, and takes great time to know and understand her pupil. Then we have Helen Marr from Fleetville School. Helen's principal role at Fleetville is as caretaker, but Helen has gone above and beyond her duties, running a youth club for year 5 and 6, taking part in every PTA meeting, and organising fun activities and experiences for the children. Jackie Liddington from Townsend Church of England School. a member of support staff and head of the Duke of Edinburgh Award, Jackie donates her free time to taking part in expeditions and hosting lunchtime clubs. She works tirelessly alongside St Albans Fire Service in order to hold a fire skills course for her students. And Claire Godden from Samuel Ryder Academy, an asset to Samuel Ryder, Claire has gone from strength to strength within the school, beginning as an administrative support to volunteering as a support assistant. She has thrown herself into caring for children with special needs and supporting their families. She offers all of her time to mentoring students. What amazing nominees. This award is sponsored by Oaklands College, and to announce the winner, we'll invite Zoe back to the stage. Zoe Hancock.
Zoe is just picking up the envelope and the award.
And the winner is Helen Maher.
Oh, Helen Maher, Fleetfield Juniors. Well done, Helen. So Helen is actually a finalist in two categories tonight, but she has won this. She looks very, very happy indeed. Well done, Helen. Fleetfield Juniors. Support staff member, she's there in her new dress which she bought for tonight, and she's feeling very proud and looking very happy.
Looking gorgeous indeed. Oh, fantastic. Great news. She's a worthy winner. We did chat with her earlier on, and she was very excited. Tiny bit nervous about being there. But
and now
all the other finalists are coming up to the stage now to have their pick taken. Well done, Helen from Fleetfield Juniors.
Well, I have to say, I do know Helen, Lydia, and I do know that every parent at Fleetfield Juniors knows Helen, because she is always there helping out with every job. And she helps out the PTA enormously, and well beyond the requirements of a caretaker at Fleetwood Juniors.
Fantastic.
And she's there now with all the other finalists, four lovely, hard-working ladies who make their scores extra special.
So if anybody'd like to see a photo of all the finalists, have a look on the Parents Show Facebook page. It'll be there.
Well, Helen, the last time I spoke to you, you were a mere nominee, and now you're a winner.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Because we had Helen on a parents' show on Radio Verulam a couple of weeks ago, and you were excited then just to be nominated.
I was very. I haven't slept for two nights.
Well, you look fantastic for somebody who hasn't slept for two nights. Now, you're meant to be in your job description, you know, the official one, it says caretaker, but you basically do everything, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Do you actually run the school? Does Fleetfield have a head teacher, or is it just you?
Head teacher sit next to me. She looks after the teachers. I look after the building and the children.
Well done. Fantastic. And have you got lots of Fleetvillers here tonight? Got Fleetfield School in the audience? Yeah. They're very shy. Yeah, very shy. And how are you feeling about this? Isn't it lovely to be recognised for such amazing work that you do?
It is, but I'm just a bit like Tigger and just bounce along and do my thing and everybody else notices it.
And out of all the jobs that you do at Fleetfield, what would be your favourite?
Probably the gardening. I like taking children gardening. We teach 360 children gardening in this sort of last term, and they all take it out and use it at their homes and they help mums, grandparents and such like.
It's fantastic. It's such a wonderful accolade for the school as well. And well done, Helen, Support Staff Member Award winner. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Woo!
Well done, Helen. Big smile there. That's fantastic. Helen Maher, Fleetfield Junior School Support Staff of the Year.
Now, this is definitely my favourite award. I know I've said before I've got a favourite award, but Unsung Hero has to come out top. These are the volunteers, staff and students that without whom our schools just would struggle to cope, and the experience for the young students would surely be poorer. The shortlisted finalists for Unsung Hero Award are Helen Maher. I think we've just had Helen. Well done, Helen. Nominated in two categories from Fleetfield Junior School. Described by staff as the beating heart of the school. Isn't that lovely? Helen has dedicated her time to school clubs, activities and events, spending weekends at the school. I think she needs a bedroom at the school. In her preparation, her love for the pupils and the school is shown from her relenting dedication and hard work. Next, we have Naima Ekchadli from Samuel Ryder School, a role model to students and staff. Naima supports Samuel Ryder's vulnerable children and dedicates her time to caring for them and their families, always putting herself before others. Always putting others before herself, sorry. Sorry, Naima. Naima cares for her son. Listen to this. Having also donated a kidney to him and has battled breast cancer while still supporting the students. Alison Collins from Sauncey Wood Primary School. Over the 6 years Alison has been part of the Friends of Sauncey Wood PTA, there have been remarkable differences that have impacted positively on children and staff. Her constant attention to detail has improved the community of the school and created new ways for children to learn and play. And Victoria Borman from Sandringham, always there to lend a helping hand. Victoria selflessly supports staff and students. Aside from her passion for teaching, she also leads the Duke of Edinburgh, has undertaken a mountain leadership qualification and plans, organises and runs a staff walking weekend with well-being at the core of everything she does. What an amazing finalist group. This award is sponsored by Radio Verulam. And we would like to announce that we've got Hannah Hall from Radio Verulam who would like to give out this award this evening. So welcome to Hannah Hall.
So that's the Radio Verulam Prize Award for Unsung Hero. And Hannah has come
to
Wow,
what amazing, inspirational people. And the winner is Naima Ekchadli.
Well done, Naima. Fantastic.
Yeah, very, very inspiring lady. She's got a few supporters here from Samuel Ryder.
Yes, indeed. So hopefully after the awards finish, we'll have a little bit of time and hopefully have a chance to chat to Naima in greater detail. We didn't quite get enough time to talk to her before the awards started. So they're just having their pick taken up on stage now. It's been such a fabulous evening, Seema. It's your first time at the Hartside School Awards.
It is my first time, and I'm particularly impressed with the choice of music, David Bowie's Heroes.
And Victoria, if you'd like to come up and collect your certificates.
Are you a Bowie fan?
It's difficult not to be. Yeah, that's special. I think that's special, getting your award to David Bowie's Heroes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Kind of thing my dreams are made of. So well done to Naima.
Exactly. And all the winners are up on stage now receiving their certificate. And the beautiful glass award goes to Naima.
And yes, Lydia, you're right. It's my first time at the awards, and it really is such a lovely event. I mean, there's just all these smiling faces. And it's not just the winners that go up on stage, you know, all of the finalists get to go up on stage and they all get some sort of recognition in front of the people they work with or they're at school with. Yeah, it's lovely.
Absolutely.
Well done, Naima.
Thank you.
And just because I fluffed up my lines, I'm going to repeat what they said about you. A role model to students and staff, Naima supports Samuel Ryder's vulnerable children, dedicates her time to caring for them and her families, always putting others before herself. She cares for her son and has donated a kidney to him. Now, what is it that you just said to me about donating a kidney?
It's easier than receiving an award.
Well, I think if we looked up the word altruism in the Oxford English Dictionary, it'll say Naima in it, because you sound like a really special, amazing person and completely selfless. How are you feeling about being recognised in this way?
I'm really humbled and very, very grateful to be recognised for this award. I
sort of when I was told, it was a really big surprise to me, and I owe it to all the staff and the my line manager who actually nominated me, and I'm really grateful for that. Thank you.
And what about Samuel Ryder? Tell us a little bit about what it's like.
Samuel Ryder has been a great place. It's a great place to work, and the word care is actually very, very much in mind for everybody. And we all work as a team, and we are sort of to dedicating our time and you know, sort of energy to support the students from all the work of life. And it's been a great pleasure, really, to be nominated by them.
And where are you going to hang that? You're too modest to hang that up, aren't you?
Well, I think my son and my nephew are here, so it will be, they will be sort of, I'm really glad that they're here to share it with me as well.
Well done, Naima. Big round of applause for Naima. Thank you so much.
Excellent. What a lovely, lovely lady and a very deserving winner. And I just want to let you know, if I have time to say it, that Keithland School are, of course, signing throughout.
Hi, we're on to Special Recognition Award. This award recognises the member that every school has, the member that has overcome adversity. They have not let any obstacle slow them down in their drive to achieve their ambitions and deserve special recognition for their desire and passion to succeed. The nominees in this category were Rhys Housden from Sir John Laws School. There he is. Recently awarded top male swimmer for the East Regional Championships, Rhys is an incredible sportsman. Despite being profoundly deaf, Rhys has inspired classmates and staff at Sir John Laws, improving greatly in his studies whilst training intensely every day. Elected as Disabled Athlete Ambassador, Rhys continues to inspire. Katie Ellens from Roundwood Park School. In 2016, Katie was suddenly taken ill and rushed to hospital, spending a period in intensive care. Having missed her GCSE exams in the summer and leavers celebrations with her friends, she bravely decided to repeat year 11. Despite adversity, she continues to try her best in everything that she does. Jane Byrne from Redbourne Infant and Nursery. We've had Jane up here this evening already. As head teacher of Redbourne Infant and Nursery, Jane has transformed the school, earning them an outstanding Ofsted certification. She continues to improve school life, putting the children, staff and parents at the heart of everything she does. She plays a vital role in the daily function and prestige of the school. And Dylan Martin from Sir John Fisher Roman Catholic Primary. Dylan is a hard-working pupil with a positive attitude towards everything he does. At home, he is a young carer for his brother who has cerebral palsy. Despite the difficulties of juggling school and care, Dylan remains happy, patient and kind. He sets an example for his peers and the staff. And who do we have? We have Nina Morgan, who's going to announce the award for this category. Welcome, Nina.
And the winner is Rhys Housden. Congratulations.
Well done, Rhys. A lovely young man we were talking to earlier. Fantastic achievement. Well done to you, Rhys. That is fantastic. And if you can just, Rhys is from, is it primary, is it Sandringham School? Did I get that right?
Rhys is from Sir John Laws.
Sir John Laws in Harpenden, that's fantastic. And it's just amazing. Top male swimmer and East Regional Champions.
Jane again, and Dylan.
And he is an incredible sportsman. He's profoundly deaf, which you wouldn't notice. I mean, it's not apparent when we were interviewing him earlier on if he hadn't mentioned it. And he's inspired his classmates and staff in Sir John Law. So absolutely no surprise he's a finalist, and no surprise he's a winner. That is really, really exciting. The finalists now on stage,
having their photo of the night, which will be on our Facebook page.
And of course, some of these photos will be in the Hearts ad next week, but hopefully you'll get onto the Facebook page before then.
Oh yes, there's so much news on there, you shouldn't miss it.
Well done, Rhys.
Thank you.
I just think Christopher Reeves, he was Superman, but you're Rhys, you sound very similar to him.
Maybe, I don't know him, so.
Now, Rhys, your big sport is swimming. Have you got any tips for anyone who wants to, you know, improve their breaststroke?
Just train every day. It's definitely, breaststroke is actually one of my main strokes. So, training is definitely a big part of what you're supposed to be doing. So.
And how many hours would you put in a week to training?
At the moment, I'm 12 hours a week. Every other week or every now and then, I'm about 14 hours a week. So.
Wow, that makes my 20 minutes in the pool every week a bit rubbish, doesn't it? And I've heard that Michael Phelps, the big swimmer, he eats, 12,500 calories a day. Do you have to have a special diet for swimming?
Every now and then, I eat around 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day. And in training, I burn most of that off, so.
Wow, that's so impressive. And you're also a disabled athlete ambassador. So what does that role involve?
So every now and then I will be chosen to, as an ambassador, to go and speak to in a conference, wherever it will be. I've done two so far.
Fantastic. Well, you're an inspiration to all of us. And well done. It's an amazing achievement. Congratulations. Well done, Rhys.
That's great. 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day.
I'm blown away. That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food and a lot of swimming.
You'll be amazed to know that we have reached the end of this year's School Awards. And congratulations to all of the evening's finalists. Your achievement is really well deserved. And we're all astonished by all of you. You're amazing and we're all inspired leaving this evening. Thank you so much again to the judges and to the great sponsors for this year's event. Your time and commitment is so appreciated and we hope that you'll continue with your support. All the photos that we've been taking this evening and the details will be in the Hearts Advertiser newspaper next week, but available online from tomorrow at 5 p.m. And that's at the Hearts School Awards. It actually has its own webpage at .co.uk. And equally, you can listen back to this evening's proceedings on Radio Verulam on the website tomorrow morning. So we'd like to thank you for your support and have all the winners back up on the stage to conclude the evening. Thank you so much for your support and well done, everybody.
Indeed. Well done to everybody at the Hearts Ad School Awards 2017. Lots of amazing finalists and winners indeed. The competition is very stiff indeed. Now we're hoping we are going to be live on air for the next 30 minutes, joining you from Oaklands College. So don't run off. Stay right here with us and allow us to give you a flavour of the exceptional people in this room. It's a very, very happy people. Lots of smiles up on stage. And we'll be talking to a selection of them in just a few minutes.
We're going to have to grab them. I think some of them are getting ready to celebrate Lydia as they are, as they deserve to. They're here with some of their other staff members, with their parents, and I can see the looks on their faces. They're thinking we're going to get a bit of celebrating in, as they should, but let's see if we can grab them and talk to them about how they're feeling now, having won their brilliant Hearts Ad Award.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a tiny break now. You're joining us on a special edition of The Parents Show, live from Oaklands College at the Hearts Ad School Awards 2017. Come back in just a few minutes and we'll be talking to the finalists then. Tonight is a very exciting night. We're in Oaklands College in St Albans at the end of the Hearts Ad School Awards 2017. And I am delighted to be talking to one of the winners right in front of me, Dylan Woods from St Columba's College. How are you, Dylan?
Sorry, it's Dylan Wagner. I'm very good. It's very nice to see you again. It's Oh, nice to be on the station again.
I know you're becoming a regular. We might just give you a job.
Why not?
So tell us how you feel about being a winner.
I feel quite ecstatic, to be honest. Like I've said on stage, this is the first time I've ever received an award sort of like this.
Yeah.
Being on stage, right, I couldn't really see anybody. The lights are so glaring.
I've heard.
I could see like a really big smile and grin coming from my parents, which made me feel quite good.
Yeah. I think you're off chores, you're off everything. Pocket money's going to be bumped up. I think you're golden at the moment. So did you catch what they said to you up on stage? I wonder if you did, because we get a little snippet. They said, so we know you're number one in the world in three categories in kickboxing. And it says, Dylan is an academic overachiever as well as a fantastic sportsman. Pretty nice words to hear, isn't it?
Yes, very.
And what do you think, how do you think the school are going to react tomorrow?
Well, I don't really know. I remember firstly just being on the interviewed about a week or so ago. I just casually walking through the hallways, and every so often a teacher would come to me and say, oh well done. I was wondering how they found out. I was so curious. But yeah, they'll be very happy, especially my sporting department. And if my coach does listen in, he'd be very happy. His name's Dave and he trains over at Watford.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. I think, and I could be wrong, I think you're the first person from St. Columbus who's won a Hartsad School Awards. Do you think that might be true?
I think it is. I've never heard of anyone else who's gone the show. So, you know, it's nice to be the first.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well done. How are you going to celebrate?
Probably just go to bed.
Are you a bit tired?
I still have school tomorrow, so.
I know. What time does that mean, get up at?
Around 7, but what that really means is get up about 7:30.
Okay, I like the sound of that. So listen, have a fantastic evening. Well done again from the bottom of my heart, from all of us at Radio Verulam. You've done a fantastic job and a very, very deserving winner.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll have you back on the show, hey?
I can't wait.
Take care.
Bye.
So that's Dylan Woods from St. Columbus College, who is the winner of the Sporting Achiever of the Year, which is obviously an incredibly competitive category. And now we're going to move on to another winner. Now I'm talking to Amanda Griffith. Amanda, how are you?
I'm really happy.
You look like you've got a very broad grin. So you're from Monkey Puzzle Orient?
Close, yep. So I own Monkey Puzzle St. Albans and the manager of Monkey Puzzle Orient Close.
Oh, fantastic. So it's a winner either way for you. Oh, we were thinking of all sorts of scenarios about the competition between Orient, Crows and Ridgemont. No
competition. We all work together. But obviously the nominations got Monkey Puzzle Orient Close as the winner.
That's fantastic. Are you delighted?
Superbly delighted. It's a lot of hard work and we all work together. Can't do it on my own. I think I said up on the stadium that our ethos is children come first, and that is what we think and believe.
And that's and sure, that must go across all the monkey puzzles in St. Albans.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Both monkey puzzles run the same way, and children come at the beginning of every single decision we make.
That's great. And it's lovely that parents have obviously taken the time to nominate you, fill out many, perhaps, nomination forms to get you here.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't read the nominations. We don't know how many nominated.
No, and we don't know. It's all top secret. The Hartsad keep it very secret. In fact, I'm not even sure. I mean, the judges obviously know how many nominations in each category, but I'm not sure they know who the winners are at the end of the judging day. It's all scored on points and highly confidential. But the little snippets that we get to read are fantastic, and it's really lovely to hear what people are saying about both your nurseries.
Yes, really warming.
Really warming. So tell us, will you let Ridgemont celebrate with you?
100%. We are together. We make decisions together. We support each other. We will be celebrating together. Monkey Puzzle Orient Close got Ofsted Outstanding 2 weeks ago as well. So we are rocking.
You are on the crest of a wave.
We are.
That is amazing. I'm really glad for you.
Thanks.
And so next year, who knows, maybe Ridgemont?
Maybe School Awards National.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like the ambition. That's fantastic, Amanda. And any of your staff that you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, gosh, how long have we got? So my deputy, Sam, my third in charge, Lisa Holloway, Ridgemont Roads Management, Hannah Ward, My team are fantastic. A lot of them have been with me 5, 6, 7 years.
Wow.
And I absolutely could not do it without them.
Ah,
they're amazing.
Brilliant. As I said, there's no I in team.
Together, everybody achieves more.
I like it.
It's a good one.
That's your motto. Great. Yeah. I'm going to steal that one then.
Okay.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you, Amanda, and all the best.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. That was Amanda Griffith, who is the winner of Nursery School of the Year. And her nursery is Monkey Puzzle, Ridgemont. Not Ridgemont. Oops, sorry. Orient Close. I'm really delighted to see you back as a winner. This is Reese Housden. How are you, Reese?
Yeah, I'm amazed that I won, and I'm really happy.
Oh, well done, well done. You're such a deserved winner. I was reading through it beforehand and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is such a difficult category. So many amazing people. And what was it like being up on stage?
Yeah, in front of everyone, I was amazed. I've been up on the podium before, so I'm used to it. But being up here, I was definitely really happy to be in front of everyone and achieve for what I've achieved.
You've achieved a huge amount. I cannot believe 5,000 calories every day.
Yeah, 5,000, 6,000 calories, and even when I'm racing, I'm eating around 7,000, 8,000 calories.
That is amazing. That's amazing. And do you, like, are there days when you wake up and you think, you know what, I don't feel like having a splash today?
Every now and then I will have my days where I just don't want to swim, but I had that motivation to keep on going, and definitely people like Michael Phelps, who is the greatest Olympian in the world for swimming, he's motivated me so much, and I just want to get in that pool and train as hard as I can.
Fantastic. People say it, and it... You know, I really mean it when I say how inspirational you are. And for children in the room this evening to hear you speak, I think it's just going to spur so many people on to be swimmers. So it's about practice. It's a big part.
Yeah, that's
really
a big part.
14 hours a week?
12 hours a week. I train 6 days a week. Every now and then I train 7 days a week. So it's about 14 hours.
My goodness. And do you train in the pool at school or do you have to travel?
I have to travel. I train in Hatfield. So, I have to travel all the way over there to train and then come home. Sometimes every Tuesday, I'll be in the gym as well. So.
My goodness. Fair juice to you. And congratulations. That is absolutely fantastic. How are you going to celebrate?
I'm not really sure. I'll probably go home, tell my parents, and maybe we'll just sit down, watch a movie or something.
Yeah. You can have a few chocolate bars. You can afford to.
Yeah, maybe.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Take care.
Enjoy the celebration, Reese.
Thank you.
So that's Reese Housden, and he's the winner of the Special Recognition Award. And another winner, Benji. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, it's Benji Watkins, Pupil of the Year, Sandringham. How do you feel?
I'm absolutely blown away, absolutely amazed.
Do you know that your deputy head has been tweeting about you?
Have they?
Yeah, Miss Creeby.
Oh, right.
Has been, she knows, the school knows, everybody knows in the wider world that you're a winner.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
So you'll be getting a pat on the back when you go into school tomorrow.
Maybe.
Do you think they might do an assembly?
Oh, I hope not. I definitely hope not.
Embarrass you and pull you up on stage.
I hope not.
I think it's probably pretty inevitable. So tell us, how did you enjoy the evening?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. I loved hearing about all the different people, all their different stories, the inspiring things that they've done, and hearing from all of the different winners.
Yeah, I mean, it's the competition is tough. There's so many amazing young people in the room. You're in great company.
Yeah. I've been speaking to a few of them after the ceremony. It's absolutely amazing, yeah.
and we were so impressed to hear what you were saying of what you're doing at school. Do you think Sandringham is the kind of school that encourages and inspires children to lead like you are?
Definitely. We've got so many opportunities, so many different things that young people can get involved in, and it's really allowed me to take my ideas and put them into action. So a lot of the things that I do, I've come up with myself, and Sandringham really just encourages you to push forward with that and do what you'd like to do to make a difference.
Sounds fantastic. You're a fan?
I am, yeah.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Benji, enjoy the celebration.
Thank you.
Well done, well done.
Thank you.
Hope to see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So that's Benji Watkins, Pupil of the Year, Sandringham. Now, I have to do something. We are live on air, but I need to do something. I need to give somebody a big old hug. Sorry about that. That's a bit in a... There's a very, very worthy winner. I had to give her just a big old hug. Helen Marr, how are you, Helen?
Oh, hello. I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's just brilliant.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the social media world has gone crazy, tweeting and Facebooking about your win as well. Did you like being up on stage?
Oh, it was great. It was just lovely. It was just brilliant.
Great stuff. Listen, how are you going to celebrate? I don't think you were asked.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to go in normal time, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, unlock, and then we'll see you sort it out after that.
Hopefully somebody's got something up their sleeve to celebrate.
Well, we'll see. Hed was sitting next to me, so we'll have a look. Yes, later.
You've got the right person on your side.
Exactly.
Brilliant, brilliant. Congratulations, Helen.
The whole thing's just been a fantastic experience. It's just brilliant.
Great, great stuff. And what do you think has been the best bit so far?
Just everybody's achievements, you know, they're just so diverse and so much achievements of what they've been doing. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and to see so many amazing people in one room, so much excellence, really.
And their age groups, you know, they go from the littlies to sort of the bigger age groups as well. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're very, very well deserved in the, not just the finalists now, you're a winner.
Thank you. Thank you for all your time you've given to me as well. It's just been brilliant. Either from a mummy point of view as well as this point of view. It's just great. Thank you.
Pleasure, pleasure. Congratulations and lots of celebrations over the next few days.
Well, yes, that's it. Got to get up for school tomorrow morning, though.
Oh, man. So unfair.
Some things have to stay the same.
I know. It seems that's the tune. We should do this on a Friday, I think.
No, that's not a bad shout.
Brilliant. Take care, Helen.
Take care. Thank you.
That's Helen Marr, and she is the winner of the Support Staff of the Year. And she's from Fleetville Junior School. Look at this lovely girl. Lottie, you won!
Yay!
Yay! Well done! Are you delighted?
Yes.
We were saying, because we were live on air while you were up on the stage, and we were saying you're like a ray of sunshine. Not
Thank
just
you.
Because of the yellow, but just in general. And they got to hear your giggle on stage. Were you surprised?
I was. I really didn't think I would win. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm very happy. You did two very deserving finalists in your category, so it was tough, but well done.
Thank you.
Does your head teacher know yet?
Yes, she's here today.
Is she? Fantastic. Did she give you a big pat?
Yes, she did. So did my sister.
Ah, lovely, lovely. How are you going? How would you like to celebrate? And I hope your mum's listening.
I really don't know. I feel like getting, being here and being on the radio is quite a good award already. And the fact that it was me is is amazing.
And very, very well deserved. You've been great on the radio. You were fantastic up on stage.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. So one person said chocolate was the celebration. Another person said movie. Do any of them appeal to you? Is there something?
Both.
Okay, I'll have a word with your head. Movie night for the whole of St John Fisher.
Yay!
Fantastic. Listen, hopefully we'll talk to you again soon on the Parents Show.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lottie. Take care.
You too.
Congratulations. Wow, what a great little girl.
Oh, she is. And I was talking to her and she was saying how we were talking about maybe she could put her winning certificate out in front of the house so it could say Lottie McCallum lives here, winner of a Heartside Award.
That's fantastic. Naima, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
I can
you.
See you're here with your two sons.
Yes.
Fantastic. And they must you. Be so proud of you.
They are. And I'm really proud of them as well because, you know, they support me in everything I do. And I without the support of the family and the staff that I work for, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing.
It really resonates what a modest person you are. But even when you're up on stage, I was thinking, I think this lady doesn't enjoy the limelight so much, but all the more reason to celebrate the great things you've done.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And hopefully your school will have a bit of a celebration tomorrow.
Well, Thursday is a very busy day, so and we've had a sports award evening as well at school, so we've got quite a lot to celebrate. And
fantastic.
Sure, they will, because I had the line manager sort of and the deputy head as well who was here, and the head teacher was really sorry that he couldn't be in two places, so they had to split them. And he sort of apologized that he couldn't be here to share the celebration with us, but
he backed the wrong horse.
Yes.
He should have been here.
But he's the same, the deputy heads, and are here as well, so it's just as important. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So well done, Naima.
Thank you.
It's really lovely to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Enjoy the attention, you really deserve it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Naima from Echadi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Naima Echadi.
Oh, well done.
And I had a little lesson in that before because I didn't want to get that wrong. I just want to prove that I've had that lesson.
That's it. You're very good and very, very diligent. I'm impressed, Seema. Hillary, you won!
I did, amazing. Thank you so much.
Well done, well done.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I can't really believe it, but yeah.
I really enjoyed watching you walk up on stage. I really did. Your smile was so broad.
Oh, right, good. Yeah. I was just flabbergasted, but great honour.
And you were up there twice.
Yes, and I was school one as well.
In for a penny.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, but no, it's lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, it's a pleasure for us to get at the parent show to be part of such a prestigious and exciting night.
Yes, yeah.
Was it what you expected?
Better, really. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I'd never been before, but yeah, it's lovely evening, you know. Well done to everybody who organises it and puts so much into it. It's lovely.
Are you going to half the award with your husband?
Oh yeah, he's over there taking a photograph.
he's one of the long suffering
husband of a teacher. Yes. He's used to it.
He is indeed. But that's fantastic. Your head, Margaret Chapman, must be so proud and
pleased. Oh, she is, yes. Yeah, she's, very pleased, obviously, to have the school award as well. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
She's a great head.
Yeah. We were having a little chat about you on air after you were here. About what a fantastic maths teacher and how many children you've inspired.
I can't dare to think how many. But
32 years in Stags. It's a great number.
It's a great school. Yeah.
Great. Well, congratulations, Hilary. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, and to you, Lydia. Thank you.
Well done. You. Have fun celebrating.
Thank you.
Now, we have a little bit of time, just about 5 minutes left until the end of the Parents' Show on Radio Verulam. And this is a special edition of the Parents' Show coming to you live from the Hartsad School Awards in Oaklands College. Hello.
Hello.
I recognise that smile.
Do you?
I saw that smile going up onto that stage.
Yeah, wonderful.
So I'm talking to the head teacher of Redbourne Infant School. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
Are you happy?
Absolutely thrilled, and it's a reflection of the whole team who are standing here with me now, which is lovely.
How many members of the staff have we got?
Well, we've got nine staff here.
Nine staff.
I've got my secretary, school business manager, TAs, deputy head, class teachers, phase leaders.
Can we get a whoop whoop from Redbourne?
Yeah.
There we go.
The names out of the hat because everybody really wants to come along. We're a very, very committed, hardworking team, and everything we do is for the children in our care.
Fantastic. And that comes across in everything you said when you were up on stage. You should have brought them all up. Who is the shy one? There are some shy ones in your group.
There are some shy ones. Would you like to talk to them?
I think that's a great idea.
I think it'd be really good.
I think it'd be a good step for their confidence.
Which one would you like to come up?
I think I'll take that lady with the black and brown top.
Yes,
with her back to me, because I think she thinks she's not going to get on.
She needs to come forward now. That's Mrs. Bentley, who teaches in year one.
Mrs. Bentley, we're live on air. Come and have a little chat. Mrs. Bentley is very reluctant to come on air.
Good girl.
Being brought over.
Mrs. Bentley, it's like riding a bike. When you've been on radio once, you'll just never forget. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much indeed. Fine.
Sorry for bullying you on air.
No, that's absolutely fine. It's fine.
How have you enjoyed the evening?
Oh, it's been a fantastic evening. Just feel really proud to be part of such a great team.
And were you surprised when you won?
Surprised actually, yes. It's lovely to be nominated, but even better to win it. Yes, it was fantastic.
What's so great about your school?
Just I think the staff and the children at the heart of everything we do. The staff are very creative and they really take any new ideas on board, so it's just fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. Congratulations. Enjoy celebrating. Now we've got another Redbourne infant teacher. Hello. Tell us who you are.
I'm Nina. I'm the PA to the head.
How are you, Nina?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us on the Parents Show.
That's okay.
Have you enjoyed your evening?
I have, really enjoyed it. It's been lovely.
If you're like my daughter and my son's school, you are like the brains behind the whole operation. Nothing works without PAs. And the head teacher is nodding in agreement. It only works if you're awesome, so you must be awesome.
Well, you know, some say I am, but don't want to blow my own trumpet, as it were.
And did you enjoy the scene? Did you like the atmosphere?
I did. It was absolutely lovely. Really lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And there was a great shout out from Redbourne when you won.
There was. But the true hero is, of course, Jane, our head. We've always said she gives us staff wings, lets us just do mad things and get on with all our mad projects and stuff that, you know, other schools would probably restrain you a bit.
Brilliant.
But we're all a bit mad.
That sounds good. Nothing like a bit of madness. Brilliant. It's really lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming
on
air.
Thanks.
Just one more, and I think we've got 2 minutes left and then we're back on. We're winding on to the next show. Hello. Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Holly Hode. So I'm one of the year two teachers at Redbourne Infant and Nursery School.
And how do you feel this evening, Holly?
I think just really overwhelmed. It was really lovely to even be nominated as a school, and actually just had that, you know, recognition for all our hard work. And, you know, I think Jane really summarised it and saying there's, you know, it's just about teamwork and commitment, and the children are always just so at the centre of everything we do. So yeah, just really overwhelmed, really.
That's excellent. I hope tomorrow will be a fun day.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate with the children and make sure that everybody's involved. And
will you have an assembly?
We will. Very special assembly, I think.
I think so.
Yes, lots of celebrations.
Yeah. So actually, I keep hearing the theme of chocolate coming through.
Well, that's always a winner at our school, isn't it? We a little bit of a sweet tooth. So.
I don't think it's just your school.
No, exactly.
Brilliant, Holly. Lovely
Thank
to
you
meet
very
you. Congratulations,
much.
Amanda,
you.
And all the gang at Redbourne Infants and Nursery School. It's a joy to talk to you. So very, very deserving winners. Kathy, have you got a second? Kathy Weston, our own Parent Show person.
Hello, Lydia.
Where are the heels gone?
Oh, you're the trust you didn't notice. I've been transformed into my flat shoes, so now I can actually, you know, relax my legs.
How do you feel?
Do you know what? Every year, these people, they're so inspiring.
Yeah.
I feel like a big, lazy person in comparison to all of these people. Like, they're just so inspirational.
Yeah, stellar. One after another, the teachers, the head teachers, the support workers, the students.
And none of them like to take any credit themselves. They're all modest, they're all kind. The theme of the whole evening, when you read all the testimonies, is that people are always looking out for others.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's the spirit of St. Albans, isn't it? It's the spirit of West Hearts.
Now, West Hearts, there you go. Actually, you know, we've got a lot of Harpenden entries there.
Redbourne, Watford, Harpenden, St. Albans.
Yeah.
And it's
well
just exciting.
Done. It was a great hosting. Lovely. And it was fantastic seeing all those people, wasn't it? We're coming to the end of this special edition of the Parents Show on Radio Verulam, 92.6 FM. We will be live on air on the 16th of July. In between, there will, of course, be parent shows between 8 and 9 p.m., as there is every week. Just the next live one is on the 16th of July, when we were talking to Mary McAvoy from Neave Solicitors about various issues to do with divorce and separation. So thanks for listening. All the best, and congratulations again to all the winners.